You're listening to Enjoy the Bible Doctrinal Tracts, number 18, Studying the Bible, by Keith R. Blades. This audio track is adapted to include the information from the dispensational timeline. As we study the Bible, if we want to understand not only what it says in general, but in particular what it says to us today, it makes sense to do what God tells us to do when it comes to properly handling His Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Apostle Paul declares the method of Bible study that God wants us to use. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. To be rightly dividing the word of truth means to recognize and correctly make the divisions in the Bible that need to be made in it because of the two different programs of God that it sets forth. The Bible clearly declares the fact that God is working out a twofold plan and purpose. One aspect of His plan and purpose centers around the people of Israel and the covenant God made with Abraham and his seed. God's plan and purpose with Israel pertains to this earth and has been the subject matter of all His holy prophets since the world began. Luke chapter 1 verses 67 through 75, Acts chapter 3 verses 19 through 26. The other aspect of God's plan and purpose centers around His formation of the new creature, the one new man, the church, the body of Christ, which He is forming now in this present dispensation of Gentile grace. God's purpose with the church pertains to the heavenly places and is something God kept hidden Himself in ages past, only revealing it when He raised up Paul to be His brand new apostle. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11 through chapter 3 verse 12. God's program in dealings with Israel and His program in dealings with the church, the body of Christ, are not the same. Instead, they are two distinct programs that the Bible sets forth. Because of this, the word of truth, the Bible, must be rightly divided, as the Apostle Paul says. If we do not do this, our study of the Scriptures will result in confusion and uncertainty. In addition, we will actually dishonor and disobey the Lord if we try to follow some instructions that are not part of His program in dealings with us today. It's right division. The chart on the inside of this cover illustrates the right division of God's Word. In the book of Genesis through Malachi, along with the four Gospels and the opening chapters of the book of Acts, God sets forth the details of the time past aspect of His program in dealings with Israel. We Gentiles were without Christ and without God in the world at this time. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 11 through 12. This portion of the Bible records God's special covenant dealings with Israel and the outworking of His program with them before this present dispensation. However, when God raised up the Apostle Paul as a brand new apostle, Acts 9, things changed. To Paul, God revealed the mystery of Christ, a secret purpose which He has in Christ involving a new dispensation and new creation. Until Paul was raised up, God's program with Israel was in effect. But now, God has temporarily suspended Israel's program, and the dispensation of Gentile grace is now in effect. Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles, in accordance with the revelation of the mystery. Hence, it is in his epistles of Romans through Philemon that we have the doctrine and instruction from God that is directly to us and expressly about us today. During this present dispensation of grace, God is not carrying out His program with Israel. Yet God is by no means through with Israel. As Paul teaches in Romans chapters 9 through 11, God will resume and fulfill His program in dealings with Israel after this present dispensation is over. Israel's fullness is yet to come. In accordance with this, the books of Hebrews through the Revelation follow Paul's epistles in the divine layout of the Bible, and they focus upon the resumption fulfillment of God's program with Israel. The Bible records all of God's plan and purpose, His time past dealings with Israel, His now dealings with us, and the resumption of Israel's program yet to come. The right division of the Bible in accordance with this layout is the key to its proper handling and understanding. Time past. Genesis through Malachi, the Gospels, and Acts. The record of God's program and dealings with His nation Israel, both historical and prophetic. God separates Abraham unto Himself and declares unto him the plan and purpose that He has to make of him a great nation and to repossess the earth from Satan's usurpation through him and his seed. The Gentiles are put far off by God to await being blessed through Israel when the kingdom of God is established on this earth in them. The law covenant is established, and it serves as a middle wall of partition between Israel and the Gentiles. Israel fails on its own to make itself into a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. God declares through the prophets how he would come to be Israel's redeemer, deliverer, avenger, king, and blesser. In so doing, God himself would provide for establishing and fulfilling his plan and purpose with Israel on this earth. The Gospels tell about the coming of Christ to Israel and the preaching to Israel that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ comes to fulfill of the prophets and the Davidic covenant. He functions as a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God. But now, Romans to Philemon, the epistles of Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles. To Paul, God revealed that he was holding back his day of wrath, that he was temporarily suspending his program with Israel, and that he was bringing in a new and unprophesied dispensation. To Paul, God revealed the mystery of Christ, the secret purpose that he has in Christ, which he kept hidden himself, and kept secret since the world began. In Paul's epistles, God sets forth his program for and about us today, the members of God's new creation, the one new man, the church, the body of Christ. God's purpose with his new creation pertains to the reconciliation of the heavenly places. To come, Hebrews through the Revelation. The portion of God's word dealing especially with the resumption of God's program with Israel, the Hebrew people, Israel, are once again the special focus of God's dealings. These epistles to them, and from their apostles, have the prophesied Lord's day of wrath in view, along with the fulfillment of God's promises and covenants to them. The book of the Revelation sets forth the details concerning the resumption of Israel's time schedule that was given unto Daniel. It describes in detail the Lord's prophesied day of wrath, his coming with power and great glory at the end of the great tribulation, and the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on this earth in fulfillment of God's covenants with Israel. Israel's fullness, which is in abeyance in this dispensation, is the issue of these epistles. Thank you for listening to this recording of Studying the Bible, an Enjoy the Bible Doctrinal Track by Keith R. Blades, adapted with the dispensational timeline information. Please visit enjoythebible.org for more resources.